celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. I have a question. Do you blog? Do you know bloggers? Well, you'll want to meet my first guest, Chloe DeVita, who will tell us about the biggest gathering coming up for bloggers at BlogPaws in Salt Lake City, Utah, June 21st to June 23rd. Hi, Chloe. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. I know this is an exciting time for you. And well, I just wanted to ask you a few things about BlogPaws and who started this and why?
Well, it started at another blogging conference with Caroline Golan, Yvonne DeVita, and Tom Collins. And the three of them being longtime bloggers just kind of saw all these blogging conferences going on and none of them really geared towards the pet community. And there's a really big pet community. And they just kind of started down the track and realized there was a lot they could do and a lot of good they could do and a lot of education they could share. And they went with it and here we are.
I'll tell you, it really is. I mean, it's kind of heating up the airways. I'm online quite often, as you know, and so I see a lot of people. I see a lot of the same people too that are really integral to the community. And when a person shows up at BlogPaws for the first time, tell us what happens. I know you have a lot of speakers. What else happens at BlogPaws?
Yes, we have wonderful speakers. We kind of open every BlogPaws with a little reception party. This year we've got Tillman, the skateboarding dog, and Norman, the scooter dog. They're coming in and they're going to do a little demonstration. So you get to mingle with people and network and, you know, have some fun and then also go to sessions, get some really good knowledge, you know, learn from the basics to more advanced things with social media. We've got a workshop this year that Ken Bell is teaching for learning video, a video workshop. And it's really just expect to be welcomed with open arms, expect to learn so much that you almost don't know what to do with it all, but you will be very motivated and inspired when you leave to, whether it's work on your blog or, you know, reach out to your Facebook community or even be more active on Twitter. There's a whole realm of social media that we encourage and work with and try to teach people how to use effectively.
Well, and I know you, don't you also have awards, and how are those determined?
Yes, we've got this is our first award ceremony. It will be on Saturday, and it was actually, people got to nominate blogs and Twitter profiles, Facebook profiles for the awards, and then we had a panel of judges who actually went through and judged and came up with the finalists and will be awarding the winners on Saturday evening. So we're really proud of that. It was a really prestige panel of judges who really took a look at every single blog that was nominated and really took into account lots of things. So we're really proud of our process.
Well, you must be. And I have to ask, did you ever imagine we'd take off so quickly? Because this is the third annual, is it not?
It's the fourth.
See, where am I?
Yeah, we in the first year, 2010, we did two. So there was one in April in Columbus, and then we did another one on the West Coast in Denver, West-ish Coast, in September. So we did two that first year, and then there was Tyson's Corner last year. So this is our fourth. And no, we had no clue. I mean, when it started, it was sort of with the idea that maybe 50 people would come up, and it'd be sort of like a podcast-type camp, and it'd be much, you know, just a few people, not, and it just blew up and people, you know, we got four times as many at the first one and we realized that there was really a big need for something like this and people really wanted to network and be with like-minded individuals. So it has taken off and it's been great.
Yeah. And I know it's not just for our cat and dog lovers out there. What's the most unique pet that has shown up thus far?
Last year we had some ferrets and we had a guinea pig. In Denver we had a parrot, and I'm not sure what kind of parrot it was, but it was huge. And we have a woman that comes, and she actually has a capybara. Now, I don't know if you know what that is. It's the world's largest rodent. And it's huge. Yeah, I mean, it's like 100 pounds.
What's it called? I haven't heard of that.
A capybara. It's C-A-T-Y-C-A-R-A, capybara, yeah. And she doesn't bring him because he doesn't travel well, but she always brings a little stuffed animal in place of him, so he kind of gets a lot of attention even though he's not there. So it's great. We're open to any pet, whether it's, you know, a horse, a pig, a chicken, a dog, a cat, you know, any pet, reptile, bird, whatever it is that you're into, we welcome.
Well, so where are you staying that where are you having the conference that they welcome all these types of pets?
Well, we always have to obviously choose pet-friendly hotels. This year we're at the Sheraton in Salt Lake City, and we have been at Sheraton's before. They have actually been great, and, you know, the pets are welcome into the hotel. They let them go anywhere except the public service restaurants. So, like, there's a Starbucks in the hotel, and you can't bring your pet into the Starbucks, but you can bring it into the general session rooms. You can bring it into our breakout session rooms. You can bring it into the exhibit hall. You can bring your pets everywhere. So they've been really great.
Well, that's really fabulous. Is there still time for people who would like to attend, and where can we direct them to find out more?
Absolutely. We are always open to registrations all the way to the day of. You can walk up and register. You can find it online, and it would be events.blogpaws.com. If you head there, you'll kind of have a bunch of choices. You can register, you can find out about the program, you can check out our speakers. All the information is up there on the web.
Well, I think it sounds like a lot of fun. I want to wish you continued success, and thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
For more information, log on to blogpaws.com. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out about a great swimming pool for Fido. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Does your pet have bad breath? Did you know that bad breath is one of the first signs of oral disease? It's a common myth that pets' mouths are cleaner than humans. Fact is, oral disease is the number one disease among dogs and cats. Fortunately for you and your pet, now there's Tropiclean Fresh Breath made easy. Tropiclean Fresh Breath is an all-natural, no-brushing solution. Tropiclean Fresh Breath cleans teeth while also freshening your pet's breath. Best of all, with Tropiclean Fresh Breath, there is no brushing necessary. Visit Tropiclean.net for more information and to find a store near you.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. Does Fido have his own pool? I'm sure he does. My boy, Junior, does. And it's thanks to my next guest, Ray Palmer, from One Dog, One Bone. Hi, Ray. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I have to tell you, this is the third year we have put the bone-shaped pool out on the patio. Junior loves it. My little boxer, Jake, not so much, but he, Junior kind of takes over. He just lays in it, and it's kind of like my pool.
Well, I can tell by the pictures that you sent me, he really enjoys it.
Oh, he really does. What made you think of this? Because I'm sure there's a lot of listeners who, like myself, would purchase the little kiddie pools, which is perfect for kiddie pools, but they just don't stand up to the wear and tear like a big lab like Junior is. What made you think of this?
Well, exactly. There wasn't anything available on the market that would withstand the abuse of dogs, and for that matter, people, too, because people are pretty abusive on the pools, believe it or not. But so I wanted to, you know, develop something that was neat, unique, and was heavy duty and would last. And then that's what we came up with the bone pool. And we've continued to improve it since 2005. We sell them worldwide. We've got thousands and thousands of pools out there now. And we've had a lot of testing in the pet resorts, daycares, and kennels that use them very heavily and extensive. And everybody's very pleased with them, and the dogs love them. And
well, it's really different. Yeah, well, they're really awesome to look at. First of all, it's a big old bone shape, which is delightful. But tell us what the difference is, because someone's not looking at it right now. What actually makes this different than what's out there right now?
Well, they're heavy duty truck bed liner material with polyethylene. They're 24 pounds empty, the bone pool is, so that those blue kitty pools weigh maybe a couple pounds if you're lucky. The plastic's a very heavy-duty plastic with the UV inhibitor. They're white, so they stay cooler, and the little blue kitty pools will crack in the sunlight, and that actually can be dangerous for the dogs, because when they become cracked and brittle. If the dogs eat them, ingest them, it can cause very expensive surgeries and death. This was brought to my attention by people coming up to me and telling me their horror stories, because in actuality, I never even thought of the safety factor of those pools until I came out with the pools. I didn't really know of this. And so, you know, customers have actually enlightened me about it. And so that's another issue with the pools, is the safety factor. And they're heavy duty. I mean, I know I have friends that have very big dogs that can destroy one of those little blue kitty pools about 15 minutes. And so they don't really like going, you know, buying pools every weekend and summer after summer buying those little blue kitty pools, even though they are a lot less expensive than our pools. Our pools are built to last, and they're just really neat and unique.
Yeah, I tell you, the kiddie pools are a nightmare to drain. And so the most brilliant thing, besides the design, is the drain plug that you put in there.
Yeah, we put a brass garden hose thread drain on there, so it's for easy draining. And you can also buy a female adapter that will, you can hook the garden hose to the pool and fill it through the drain. Or you can actually hook a garden hose to the pool, put the cap on the end of the garden hose, fill the pool up, and you can actually drain it to a specific location later. Say, like, you just don't want to drain it right there. You know, you want to, for instance, if you had it on a balcony at in an apartment or a condo, you could actually have one of these pools on the balcony of an apartment or condo and drain it to a specific location later.
Oh, that's brilliant. I didn't even know about that. And you have, for the smaller dogs, you have another cute pool. Tell us about that one.
That's the paw pool, and it holds 20 gallons of water up to the top. It's made out of the same heavy-duty, high-molecular polyethylene. The way it drains, it doesn't have a drain on it, but it flexes like a paw. So when you go to drain the pool, you just lift the back of the pool up, and it actually flexes and makes for easy draining. And the flexibility allows for no cracking.
You know, the other thing is so cute, your website, onedogonebone.com, and people sent you photos, and there's this, looks like a big mastiff on the homepage.
Yeah.
Is that?
Those are great pictures. That's one of my customers sent me those. Are fantastic pictures.
Yeah, well, this kind of lets people know that these are sturdy enough for a mastiff. And I wanted to ask you another thing. Is that the largest dog pool to your knowledge right now?
I was actually doing a pet walk in Tempe, Arizona for PetSmart Charities. And we set the pools up on the pet walk. And there was 3 Great Danes in one of the pools at one time. But before I could get a picture of it, the one ran out and just took off, and the other ones followed, and I never got to capture that picture. But that was pretty impressive to see 3 Great Danes standing in one pool.
Oh, I guess. So where can people purchase the pools? They need to go online?
Yes, so they go to the website, and then that'll take them to Amazon.com through the links we have established on the website. We have partnered with Amazon.com to fulfill our orders going forward. And it's been a very successful partnership, and we continue to fulfill our customers' orders through Amazon.com.
Well, I'm going to wish you continued success. I really stand behind your product, and as soon as we're finished here, I'm going to take Junior outside because he's been eyeing that that pool. So thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Well, thank you so much, Susan, and I look forward to more pictures of Junior in the pool.
You got it.
Take care.
For more information, log on to onedogonebone.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about keeping Fido calm. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each issue includes hotel and destination reviews, along with health and wellness topics, dog training tips, and the latest fashion trends. Pick up a copy at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Hastings, or go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Fido Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend, and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Does your pet have bad breath? Did you know that bad breath is one of the first signs of oral disease? It's a common myth that pets' mouths are cleaner than humans. Fact is, oral disease is the number one disease among dogs and cats. Fortunately for you and your pet, now there's Tropiclean Fresh Breath made easy. Tropiclean Fresh Breath is an all-natural, no-brushing solution. Tropiclean Fresh Breath cleans teeth while also freshening your pet's breath. Best of all, with Tropiclean Fresh Breath, there is no brushing necessary. Visit Tropiclean.net for more information and to find a store near you.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. July 4th is not always welcome to pet guardians, especially if you have a fearful Fido. And my next guest is Deb Mendez with Calming Collars. She's here to tell us about her product to help during stressful times. Hi, Deb. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Susan.
I'm so intrigued about your calming collars and the effect that they have on our pets. What is the secret ingredient?
Well, what you're smelling is a blend of lavender, chamomile, and balsam. Just the actual dried herbs, nothing, no oils, no fillers, just dried herbs inside a cute cotton collar.
It really looks like the most simple thing, and yet you're the one that created it. What made you start your business?
Well, like so many others, 8-10 years ago, I was part of a corporate layoff, a restructuring. So at Christmas time, I made a number of gifts for friends and family, and I'd always been interested in aromatherapy, so I made heating pads, eye pillows that utilized herbs to help people relax. And I did that for a couple of years, but I had a customer ask me if I could make something for her dog, because she would give her dog her eye pillow in his crate when she'd go to work. And she said it relaxes him so, and it was like, well, why couldn't I? So we spent, 3, 4, 5 months testing different blends of herbs to see what worked best and came up with a good combination, which was virtually identical to what I used for people. And then was able to utilize a design that I had developed for cooling collars and just tweaked it a bit. Actually realized I could patent it, so we did. And the rest, as they say, is history. I kind of put my people product business on the back shelf because I'm busy all day sewing calming collars.
You know, they look really comfortable. So how is this actually constructed so our viewers can kind of get an idea?
Sure. The standard calming collar is about 2 inches wide, and I use a quilting cotton, and I think half the fun of ordering a calming collar is picking your fabric, because I have many, many fun fabrics from doggy prints to traditional to funky. So a cotton outside, and then I literally sew a center seam the length of the collar and fill each of those, I call them channels, but each of those two sides with the herbs. Then thread it through a clasp, and I don't sew it down, so you can adjust it a bit. I do them by neck size, so they're kind of when you figure out what size you need based on your dog's neck, that also determines how many herbs I can fit into the collar. So enough herbs to make a small collar will calm a small dog. An extra large dog is going to be a lot longer, so it'll have a lot more herbs to help calm and relax a larger dog. And they really just work through aromatherapy. And having it around the neck is just a convenient way for a dog to carry it with them.
Oh, for sure. And I know Junior, my lab, I talk about him a lot. He's like mm-hmm. Cool Hand Luke, and my little boxer is a little more high strung. So if mm-hmm. when a person goes onto your website, calmingcollars.com, and they pick their fabric and their size, what is the typical shipping turnaround time? So if people were listening today and they wanted to get this before July 4th, because that's always a big one, what are we looking at turnaround time?
You know, the website says allow a week. But real world, a couple of days, an order that comes in on Monday, I pretty much sew on Tuesday and have in the mail on Wednesday.
Wow.
Yep, I try to keep on top of them because I order a lot of things online, and I hate waiting for stuff. So even though I do make each one as they're ordered, so I can tweak a size, I can tweak a filling, I'm still able to turn them around in just a couple of days.
Well, those are truly custom orders. So beyond the 4th of July, what other events would calming collars be used for?
Well, a lot of people use them for thunderstorm anxiety and bad weather, as well as we all know the dogs that are the yippers that just nonstop barking. It just helps reduce their stress level by a couple of degrees, a couple of notches. I liken it to turning the radio volume down a few notches. So really all year long people can use them, whether it's firework season or not. And then, of course, with the summer travel, and since you're a travel show, I have a different blend that I use that's called Good to Go, which helps with dogs that get car sick. And in addition to the lavender, chamomile, and balsam, I add several from the mint family, peppermint, spearmint, ginger, and that seems to calm the nausea.
I think I'm going to get one of those for my husband now that you...
Well, if you flash back to the beginning of our conversation, I started doing people products. So they do relax the owners. And in turn, I think the dogs pick up on that, and
absolutely,
it relaxes the dog even more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, how do these stand up as far as if they get wet, does that, you know, do anything to the herbal content? And if you wanted to clean the collars, what's the best way to do that?
Sure. You don't want to get the herbs soaking wet. I have found when people's dogs have jumped in the pool or into the lake, if the herbs get sopping wet, they really do lose their oomph. But they can get a little damp. So your dog can wear it when they're for a walk if it starts to rain. Because to clean it, you can just surface clean the outside. A damp sponge or cloth, even a little sudsy is fine. You can clean off any dirt on the outer area. But you just don't want to get the herbs sopping wet or soaking wet.
And I also see on your website, calmingcollars.com, you have a great photo gallery of pets wearing their collars. And I wondered if you receive a lot of testimonies from people that were just thrilled that they found you and thrilled how well these calming collars work for their pets.
You know, I do. And it always just, you know, almost makes me cry sometimes because people, you know, we know how we all feel about our pets. And when they have issues and you're just at your wit's end and this is like, oh, this isn't going to work, but hey, I'm going to try. And then it works for them. I had a call, just not even 2 weeks ago from a lady in Utah, Manuela. And she had several questions, answered them. She placed her order. Well, she called just about a week ago. And my heart always drops when someone calls. It's like, uh-oh, they're not happy. But no, she was just almost in tears because she said, we thought we were going to have to give this dog up. It's our third dog. It just wasn't fitting in. It was a rescue and had, you know, several issues. But she said, this is a new dog. And, you know, it just makes your day to hear that, you know, the product you made, it has made such an impact in someone's life.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, the industry that we're all in is a heartstring industry. And I had a reader say something specifically about 4th of July that nothing worked for her and she always goes to Canada, and I recommended your calming collar. So hopefully she'll give that a try.
Hopefully. Our success rate is about 95%. I say, you know, it won't work on every single dog in every situation, but more often than not, it really does help. And if it doesn't help, I offer a full refund because there's no way to know until you truly try it.
Absolutely. Well, I really want to appreciate you talking with me today, and now hopefully a lot of our listeners will give the calming collars a try. It's money-back guarantee, so got a lot to gain and nothing to lose.
Great, Susan. I appreciate it. Thanks.
For more information, log on to calmingcollars.com. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. We're at Barnes & Noble's, Hastings, or Save a Tree and subscribe to our digital version. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.